Welcome back to It's Debatable Podcast with Doug and Shram.
Welcome to It's Debatable, the show where we debate anything and everything just for the sake of arguing. My name's Doug, and as always, I'm debating my friend, my pal. He's the Doink the Clown to my Triple H. Steven Shram. Shram, how are you?
Good, man. How you doing?
Pretty good. I just called you a clown and you didn't say anything.
Yeah, I just chose to ignore it, to be totally honest with you.
Well, that's good. That's really good to do in life. Just swallow it. Just keep swallowing it and squeeze swallowing it, and then one day you explode. So this is the part of the show where I usually ask a question.
But I'm going to ask you one.
Oh, great.
Life milestones aside, what was your favorite age to date?
My favorite age to date?
Yeah, like I know you just went through a lot of life milestones, so it'd be easy to say, you know, the year my kid was born. But minus that, what was your favorite age?
Oh, age to date. I thought you meant like age date. Like
age to date.
No.
To date. I got you.
To this moment right now, what's your favorite age?
My favorite age memory-wise, I would say right now. And that's not like it. No, honestly, like right now, I'm...
You love going out and dating now? What are you saying?
No, this is my favorite age right now. I'm a dad. I have an amazing wife. I'm going back to school. A lot of exciting things happening.
Okay.
Well.
What about you?
23.
Oh, so before you met your wife.
I said life milestones aside.
But you're still single by yourself.
Yeah, but it was just a good year. And actually, that's the year I met her anyway. So, but all around, it was very good.
You didn't go to high school with her?
Yeah, you didn't go to high. Well, no, Shram graduated 2005 and a half. True.
He didn't meet her till after.
Well, 5.5.
Do you want to introduce?
Yeah. Jeff, our producer, engineer extraordinaire, what's been your favorite age?
21.
Why?
Because I can drink legally.
And you haven't stopped since.
Yeah.
Well, Jeff, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Doug. Okay. Thanks for asking. He doesn't ask.
And that's not for nothing. Jeff, you really? Dude, when I turned 21, it was actually cool to go to a bar, but I was like earlier on the side. It wasn't fun, you know? Joey couldn't be there. I remember on my 21st birthday, I drank at Nick's house.
Yeah, but
I went to the bar. Nick, we drove to the liquor store. It opened, bought a bunch of beer, and we just hung out.
But you have to remember, I was like one of the last ones, so
oh, no,
everybody
I get that.
Was there.
But I wasn't that guy that was like, hey, I'm going to go out and like leave everyone behind. That guy was.
Yeah. But he used to go buy us beer all the time. Joe, remember that time when he was at his house and we busted in the door? And we made him get in the car?
I think Shram's been busted on several times. On his face.
I'm still upset with you guys over that.
Sorry about that.
Probably saved you.
Anyway, you can hear him. Welcome back, our judge today.
Thank you.
Joseph Jackham. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Your favorite
You're
gonna,
age? Yeah, back yep. to that. So, you know, if I want to be politically correct... You know, I'm married as well. You know, maybe my wife will answer. Well, we'll hear this. So I would have Doug's similar answer. But fuck being politically correct. When I was 23 years old, I was in my fucking prime. And that's when I met my wife as well. And she would agree. She Boom. Asked for that person sometimes.
She's like, I loathes. Miss that savage. Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe she misses your hair.
Maybe. Maybe. Could be. Could be.
But we got a tube now.
Yeah, we'll talk offline.
Well, with that all aside, what do you got for us today, Sir Joseph?
Today's debate is going to be, would you rather be shrunken or, what would be the word for that?
Blown up.
I mean, but you can interpret that several different ways, but become larger.
It's got to be shrunken, only because it's got to be so inconvenient to be just blown up. I mean, you don't have access to anything. You can't do anything. You can't, like, go in a car. You can't go on planes. I mean, Andre the Giant was one of the biggest persons in the world, and he had to, like, shit in a bathtub because he couldn't even get on a toilet. That's really inconvenient, you know? Can't find a hotel that suits you. Can't go on vacation. Can't do anything. When you're tiny... You get more options. You're able to live life a little bit more. Plus, you could do a little bit more things. Like, the smaller you are, you know, the bigger you can be, if that makes sense.
Heart.
Yeah.
Got it.
Who would want to be blown up? You know, Shram talks about, like, oh, you can't go on a plane. You can't get in a car. You can't, you know, you have to poop in a tub. We're not talking Andre the Giant. We're talking about blown up, like, big. You're massive.
Like the Hulk.
Yeah. Well, bigger than the Hulk. Impressive.
Which makes it even worse.
I'm thinking like the kid in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. You know, he was a monster, but he walked a lot faster. Bigger strides in a step. Mm. And he could poop anywhere. Dude, can you imagine if you were like, oh, I got to go take a quick number two. You go from Montclair, New Jersey, and you can go take a shit in Central Park.
Hmm.
Use that as your toilet. Use the fountain as the bidet and call it a day.
Wow. Okay.
Very good. So excited he just got.
I got really excited. Yeah. But I'm just concerned because that's also a danger to society. If you're taking a shit at that size, I mean, you're obviously, there's going to be bystanders that may be harmed by that.
And that's the thing. That gives you more of a chance to be locked up. I mean, if you're walking around this giant Godzilla monster, you know, going through like New York City or from building to building, people are going to see that and be terrified of it. You might be the nicest guy on the planet, but because you're a monster that big, people are afraid of what they don't know.
Yeah.
And they will cage you.
So,
they
like, even though you're large and you know, you're going to gather a lot of attention, but you'll also be alone at the same time because you can't relate to anybody.
There's no one you can hang out with. And like, you're going to pick people up and put them in your palm and walk around with them, but then they're scared. They don't even really want to be there. You can't relate to anybody. You can't have conversations with anybody. And you run the risk of getting chained up, getting locked up. I mean, if you're dumping on people that big,
a lot of
they're
going
to be like, listen, guy, you can't just walk around here and dump on everybody like this. Like, no, you know, we're going to have to
walk. You're going to have to go to the ocean, learn how to swim. Yeah. I get it.
Hey, he's not going to dump on people.
He can't help it.
Why can't he? He has eyes.
If your dumps are the size of the Empire State Building, there's going to be some friendly.
How can his dumps be bigger than he is?
I'm just saying.
Well,
have you ever taken a dump bigger than you? You're like, I can't believe that came out of me. That's
if you're talking
insane.
About the Hulk, right, but you're saying bigger than that, let's say a third. Essentially, if you're going to be bigger than a Hulk, how much bigger?
I would say 20 feet tall.
20 feet tall. Okay, the Hulk
that's bigger
is
bigger than the Hulk.
The Hulk is what, 8-9 feet, maybe. So double that size. So maybe
Jeff, can you find out how tall the Hulk is, please?
I can look it up.
So your shit size would be, I would say, equivalent to 50% of your fucking whole mass.
That doesn't make any sense. When you shit,
but it's not a 10-foot shit. At least like
But your poops aren't. Wait, what?
My metabolism.
So your
is,
poops are too. You know,
when you're that big, it's. I think
if you put them like line them up.
No,
like,
I honestly think what Einstein said.
2-3 feet.
Oh, we're lining it up. Intestines go for miles. We're not talking.
What Einstein said is poop is mass plus density equals feet.
I got a couple things I want to say.
All right.
15 to 20.
All right, so 40 foot. Even better. Thank you.
I love how when we start talking about shit, we really start talking about shit.
All right, I got a question. Anyway. So you guys are going on track to that. You know, let's talk about day-to-day. You know, convince me that my day-to-day won't be as difficult, you know, let's say.
Have you ever left your house and like forgot your keys and locked yourself out of the house? Everyone's done it. You know, it's inconvenient and it sucks. When you're tiny, you could just go right under the little door and the hole that's there, and you could go right there, get your keys, get what you need to do without causing damage to the property that you bought. Yeah. So, first and foremost, it's just a little bit more convenient to be able to do something like that. Also, day to day, you're spending less because, you know, you're eating less. Like, so let's say you got to go to the grocery store and you got to get food. People spend a couple $100 on food, you know, a week, a normal person. As a tiny person, cents maybe, 5, 10, 15, a couple apples last you a month, maybe, you know. Now, imagine trying to feed a big person. I mean, thousands and thousands of dollars to make that, you know, go around.
To Doug's defense, though, I'm a big person. I'm eating whatever the fuck I want, you know.
Which also brings it back to the fact that if you just start grabbing shit, like, you know, like whole elephants and sticking them in your mouth or whatever the fuck, that's people are going to be like, we got to lock this guy. You can't just go around eating elephants and tigers or whatever you want.
Bigger target on my back.
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
You go so unnoticed. Like, and that's the other thing. Like, if you're going for anonymity.
Hooked on phonics worked for me.
Anonymity?
Yeah. If you're going for that, nobody even notices you when you're a small person. You know, you live your life and get to do things you want to do without everyone knowing the otherwise.
Yeah.
So you just don't want to go around being unnoticed. You know, Shram talks about locking the keys and you could jump in the keyhole. What the hell's going on? You're not living in that house anymore. You're living in a match, you know, a box of matches.
Uh-huh.
You're working out using, you know, buttons that fall off people's shirts. Like, that's what you're doing. As a bigger person, Joey, I know you like to stay in shape. You could swim the Atlantic Ocean. You can bench press big timber in Oregon. You know, you can still, you could do whatever you want. And food-wise, like you said, hey, we're not going to go around just eating animals
from
the Bronx Zoo. You're going to have a job. Dude, just think of how much it would help and how much you can make.
I would be more in demand
as a construction
as a person of that size.
Just think about a construction worker. They have those big machines they have to buy that cost like $200,000-$300,000.
Imagine being
in
the NFL.
You could be in the NFL.
Holy shit, nobody's tackling me, bro.
Left tackle, boom.
Talking about nobody's being in demand me. For a job, though, you know, if you're a small person, like, how many times do electricians try to get through walls and try
maybe
and...
maybe work for the FBI or something?
That, too. Imagine being a spy.
Yeah.
You know, they would send you into the craziest places. They'll send you to Russia and all that crazy stuff to get the intel. Yeah, man.
No one's seen
it. And they'll give you the training to do it. And who cares if you're lifting... what's the difference between swimming the Atlantic Ocean and lifting buttons? If you're in shape, you're in shape. It doesn't matter if you're big or you're small.
That's true. That's true. I mean, probably have a solid fucking...
and plus, if you're really in shape as a small person, it's a little bit more impressive. People expect you to be in you know, as a big person. You ever seen an ant move like a chip? Like a whole Dorito, one ant can move around. That's freaking impressive.
And that's also,
you know,
50% of his size too, as shit is.
Sometimes more.
Yeah.
You know? So you're not held back by any of that.
Yeah.
Wait, but you're not turning into an ant. This isn't the movie. This isn't the Fly 2.
I'm just saying you could possess
well,
the strength to do that.
We specify that. I mean, we got the average size for...
we're just talking about shrinking down and blowing up.
I'm just saying you could possess the strength to do something like that as a small person.
I mean, you're not that noticeable. You know, no one's...
you made it sound like he could be in the best shape of his life because he could swim the Atlantic Ocean, and I'm just proving the point
that
you could be just as in good shape as a small person.
What about starting a family? You know, as am I going to be alone my whole life?
Who the fuck are you going to have sex with a 15-foot penis?
That's what I'm at. I mean, tell me.
With a
whale? I don't know. Like,
so now you're interspecies breeding.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You
what
don't
to
want
do.
That. Look how scared you look. Look how scared.
Suppose I'm tiny. What am I gonna do there? Fuck a bug?
No, you don't have to fuck a bug. But I bet you could get into the spots that, you know, people normally can't get in. That would really make a girl go wild.
Oh,
just
shit.
Crawl up and be like, "Holy shit! Wow!
I knew
this guy's a magician.
Wow! What is going on? Like, I don't even want to go there. Never mind.
You can obviously start a family as a bigger person. You can still find love. It's, you know, size doesn't matter when it comes to love. Here's a really important thing you got to consider too. What if you get sick? As a little person, they don't have little tools like that to be able to, you know, help them out. He's the size of an ant. How are they going to be able to help him out and perform surgery? You're a bigger person. It's easy to work with bigger objects, bigger tools, than having smaller tools.
That's not true. Right now, Harvard's leading a study of working on smaller species, smaller mammals, smaller animals with laser surgery because it is 2019. And if something does happen to you, a computer can fix it while the person operates it. So you don't got to be worried about that. What I would be worried about is there's experiments already with people fixing mice, you know, ants, things like that, smaller creatures.
Dying them.
There's nothing.
Changing them.
There's nothing for somebody that's big. So, you know, if you get kidney stones or something fucked up and they don't really know how to do it, that'd be the more terrifying
part. Society would be more prepared
for you. And you're a guinea pig as a big person when it comes to that.
I mean, is the life expectancy equivalent?
Well, you're not going to get stepped on as a big guy.
True.
You know, he's trying to walk around. He can't go out and enjoy things. He can maybe go to the, you know, sneak into the movie theater, sit there and watch a movie. But oops, somebody dropped a popcorn kernel and it kills him.
Wow. I great point, Doug.
Thank you.
Great point.
That's all I bring up.
Okay.
Well, you're not sitting in the theater as a small person. You know where the projector comes out of the back of the screen?
Yes.
In the back? That's where you're sitting. You're sitting in the theater room and you put your legs over the edge and then you kind of hang out and everybody's in their seats, so you don't have to worry about that. But when it comes to life expectancy, your organs are working 55 times harder as a big person to get through the day than it is as a smaller person. You're putting less stress on your body as a smaller person than a bigger person. Yeah, man. Think about your knee joints holding up 5,000 pounds. It gets tough. And eventually, that deteriorates you and breaks you down.
Jeez. Very, very good points. I think that's it for questions. I'm ready for your closing arguments.
Being big isn't bad. You know, you can enjoy things that people really never had the opportunity to enjoy. You know, you can climb Mount Everest, you know, pretty quick. You know, you don't have to camp like people do. You can go up and back and be like, whew, that was good. What am I going to do for the whole afternoon? Because you're already done. And you can help people out. Just think of how many amazing things you can do. You know, say if there's a big flood in Texas or Louisiana again, you can go there and start picking up houses. Start picking up the houses, moving them to safe ground. Just picking them up and helping out. What are you going to do? He's going to help you maybe what? Like get a booger out of your nose? You want to be somebody that people love and can see. You're there. you're not noticeable. You're hiding and lurking in the shadows. As a big person, you're out in front, and you can do good, Joe. You can do real good.
All right.
Doug just painted a really wholesome picture. You want to be something that people can love and can see. And it'd be great if we lived in that fairy tale world, but the sad truth is society's not like that, man. And the hard, cold truth about what society is, as I said earlier, they're afraid of what they don't know. And if they see something as big as you coming around the corner, no matter how much you want to be able to save lives or do whatever, they're not even going to give you the opportunity to do so.
It is possible. Okay.
All right. That's a callback.
But two times the size of that, though, right? Yeah. Right?
Eric, is that what you looked up in your dream the other day?
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
Three times the size of that.
You don't unsee that.
She'd be dead, and you'd be locked up for murder. She'd be dead, and you'd be locked up for murder.
I don't know, man.
That doesn't look like, you know. That's hashtag me too, man. It's not. You don't want that shirt. Like,
oh, my God.
So with that said,
I don't know, Shram. I don't know. Hold on. Give me a second. All right, go ahead.
With that said,
yeah,
the wholesome picture doesn't exist. You could live your life easier. You don't go to jail for murder for what we just saw. And listen, you said it before. You know, job wise, working for the government, everyone's seen a James Bond movie and they're a kid like, that's fucking badass. You could literally live that out on a day to day basis. Serve the greater purpose. You maybe save a couple houses if they don't chain you up before that, but you could literally save the nation.
Or the world.
Or the world.
Is so what I think.
Think about that.
Growing would do for you. You know, going into this, obviously, I'm 5'9". I'm not the biggest guy. You know, I came in thinking, you know, I'd rather be a smaller guy. I could be covert ops, be on a mission with the FBI. I was going into it, you know, thinking that, and I was leaning more towards that. And Doug put up a good argument. And what I like about it is that, like you said at the end, save a nation, but you're a big guy. You can help the world. You can change the world. You can make this place better for everybody. And
that's the Nutty Professor.
And like the great John Mayer once said, waiting on the world to change. But Joey, as a big person, you don't have to wait. You can do it.
Yeah, I can shit where I want. I can eat where I want. I don't think she's dying, bro. I think that's, you know,
she'll
it'd
like
be
she
hard to find, but they're out there, dude. They're out there.
They're
gaping.
They're out there and they can take it. They're out there and they can take it. And they're willing.
Yeah.
All right, Shram. Man, you look really disgusted. How do you feel? Into words.
Can't describe it. I'm that pissed off right now. I can't describe it.
Yeah. I mean, it's and you know,
he
I
was
tried
even
to
on your side. He went
I was.
Into it.
I was.
He admitted it.
I was. And then Doug, you really made me think about it. And, you know, at the end of the day...
What's the one that sold you? That he could pick up houses?
I mean, just the picture. The big picture. It's not
just... You
don't
have to
answer
him.
Yeah, I can pick up houses. I can. I mean, that would be cool. Wouldn't you love to pick up and put things down no matter the fucking size? People need you, bro. People will need you.
And, Joe, you made a great decision. Shrimp's pissed. Joey's big. And the world is a better place. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to review, rate, and share our podcast. Follow us on Twitter at We Like to Debate, on Instagram at It's Debatable Pod, and our new website, itsdebatablepod.com. Good night.